from me, Phil. Coming up to 27 minutes to 8 o'clock now. And the refugee crisis in northern France is continuing to grow, with smaller camps now being set up around the main settlement in Calais. There's thought to be up to 6,000 people living in the so-called jungle, but thousands more are sheltering in half a dozen smaller camps, mainly around Dunkirk. Our reporter Bob Dale went to investigate, and you can hear his full report on Breakfast with John and Maggie tomorrow morning. Well, while he was in the camp near Dunkirk, the population has grown from 700 less than a month ago to 1,200 now. He spoke to Philip Sharatz. He's a Pentecostal minister from Blyth in Northumberland. He's been distributing relief in all the camps on the North French coast.
I think people are trying to do their best. I know that the police here, unlike in Calais, have not allowed people to kind of organise bigger and better. So I know that yesterday there was an informal agreement that five kitchens would be built here, so it would see them through until March. Those kitchens will give food, hot meals, and then there's a plan to kind of close this camp in March. That's the first time that structures have been allowed to be built. It's the same struggles. Although it's harder if you can't organise. I mean, Calais, you have libraries and you have art projects and you have things for people to do when they're here. Whereas here, there's not a lot to do. That's why you've got so many people milling around.
A lot of the issues here and in the Calais camp seem to be around the efficient distribution of the aid. People in the UK have been very, very generous. Mm-hmm. There almost seems to be too much aid arriving for it to be distributed efficiently.
I don't know if there's too much or whether it's not as well organised as it could be. I think one of the difficulties is that because it's a very political situation, the French are having to respond to the UK's political wishes to keep people out and to raise to that. So that political situation is keeping the big charities from working here because they rely on the government's funding. Calais I know a lot better, but in Calais you've got Auberge, which is a local group that have funded and worked themselves out and organised themselves over an 18-month period to provide very good cover. But it's not international standard, and that can't happen until it's accepted that these are refugee camps. And then the bigger charities can come in and do their work.
About 6,000 people in the Calais jungle. There's more than 1,000 people here. There weren't that many here last week, a couple of weeks ago. These camps are clearly growing, no matter what the authorities on either side of the channel do.
They're going to get a lot, lot bigger. Yesterday I spoke to three or four people who had German visas. To be refugees in Germany. They don't like Germany because they don't speak the language. They struggle. They know it's going to take them 2 years to understand the language fluently enough to get a job and survive, and they want to go on somewhere else. So Germany's opened up to 800,000 people. Many of those aren't going to want to settle there, and then they'll keep going.
So this problem is going to get worse before it gets better. The winter is coming.
Yes. Clearly, by next spring it will be doubled.
By next spring, you think maybe the jungle has more than 10,000 people in it?
I think the jungle's got close to 10,000 in it now. I think by next spring the jungle will have 15,000 in it, unless they do something more. It won't do, because they're building all the... Do you know they're building all the containers? So they're building a container camp to house 1,500 people. That's going to bulldoze several thousand people's worth of tents. They're doing more fingerprinting, and then if they're not registered, registering them to a system so they can't go on to other countries, which then means that people have got to evolve more. If left unchecked, it will do. But I think that something will have to be done before it gets to that stage.
That's Bob Dale with that report, and you can hear more on Sunday on the Breakfast from 6 in the morning with John Warnett and Maggie Doyle tomorrow.